There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
One company, U-Rent, aims to revolutionize the UAE vehicle rental industry by offering the first ever peer-to-peer vehicle sharing platform in the region. In the studio, with the details, company founder and CEO Omar Al-Ashi. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Thanks for coming in, Omar. Look, you're an online platform for peer-to-peer car rentals, as I understand it. Explain your business model.
So, in short, our business model is very similar to the Airbnb business model. So Airbnb being the first peer-to-peer asset sharing platform where they are practically sharing their own personal homes, whether it's an apartment or it's a house. It was the first of its kind in the sharing economy. U-Rent aims to be the first of its kind in the sharing economy in this region when it comes to peer-to-peer vehicle rentals. So the twist here is that we offer vehicles.
Via an app?
Yes, via platform, mobile application.
I thought that the law was fairly clear that you have to have a relevant license to operate for profit in the UAE. How does your plan circumvent the law?
That's quite correct. Actually, that's one of our major obstacles that we faced when working on this platform. I mean, it's a brilliant idea. It's a proven concept. But one of the issues that we're facing was government-related licensing issues, which is why when I first formed the company, I knew that I had to have a strong backing for the company, high-profile partners, UAE partners who were believing in the concept, who believed in the concept itself and the potential that will bring to the UAE market.
Even having high-profile UAE partners, the law is the law.
Correct.
How are you going to get around that?
Well, there's always basically altering our business model, tweaking our business model so that it could fit more or fit better with the government's directions, because they do. The government especially smart government Dubai definitely sees the sharing economy as something they want to implement here in the UAE. DED as well. The Road and Transport Authority has some concerns, RTA, but it's mostly related to just the safety of the UAE citizens.
So I have a car. I go away for the summer, 2 months away, say, for instance. I can put it on your site and it can be rented out over that period. I can earn a little bit of money for it.
Correct. That's very correct.
How do the companies like, Avis, yes, and Hertz, how do they react to this?
Well, for the most part, a lot of people would firstly assume that it would be some conflict of interest there. I mean, them being the commercial entity, us being the platform offering peer-to-peer, where it's opening doors for private individuals to list their only privately owned vehicles. But in my opinion, we are going to be helping these companies by offering them our services and basically catering to their needs. Think about it in a way where this commercial entity, such as Avis, for an example, has well over 4,000 cars available for rental purposes. So they also are spending a lot of money on marketing every year. And what we are willing to do for them is basically offer all their vehicles on our platform with global exposure so that their audience and their customers are coming from outside as well.
Avis and Hertz are probably not going to be a threat anyway, but there may be a lot of Emirati-owned businesses, small car rental companies,
correct,
who will be more vulnerable to your app. How is the government looking at the threat to Emirati businesses?
The threat to Emirati businesses, I would say, working around it. The UAE wants us to give them a benefit over the private individuals and the peer individuals. So basically, in our business model, there's a certain commission rate we take from every trip. But with commercial entities, everything's going to be catered to them differently as to where we would treat the private individuals, just due to the fact that they have running costs and they have a lot of operational costs.
Airbnb allows people to effectively become small hotel operators in this region because they go and get a special license.
Correct.
Is there a suggestion that the RTA will need you to do something similar if you want to rent out your car?
Yes, and that will be actually not a license but a tracker on your car. Definitely something that they will want to implement is you placing a tracker on your car, which is something a lot of people would want to think twice about that because it's privacy in the end. But yes, that was one of the things that will be enforced on private individuals in order to list their cars for rent.
How's the insurance going to work? I mean, peer-to-peer vehicle lending has been going on in the States particularly for a long time, where we've also seen some private insurers put special clauses in car insurance to actually specifically say you can't use your vehicle for personal vehicle sharing programs.
Because you don't know the status, legality or the background of the potential drivers.
Correct.
So what kind of conversations are you having with insurance companies?
Insurance companies, that's also our second hurdle in this business. Insurance here in the Middle East is quite different when it comes to insurance companies outside in the Western region. We're quite behind. Outside, they have the third-party policy, of which is easily implemented on the platform, and it could be basically a policy that overrides your existing policy, which, you know, protects both parties, the renter and the owner of the vehicle. Here in Dubai, very recently, actually, there's been a startup who's actually doing that here in the UAE by offering a subscription model for insurance to where it's like a pay-you-as-you-go method. So we're actually working with companies like them to integrate APIs and possibly have some sort of synergy between us and them to where every driver can purchase a third-party policy to protect themselves.
So insurance and licensing, two hurdles that you've admitted to there. When do you think you're going to launch?
We are committed and aiming to launch before the end of the year. I would say by November, December latest.
I'm on your website and there's a ticker countdown.
That's correct.
Which says 40 days, 16 hours, 31 minutes and 31 seconds.
That's correct.
Are you going to have everything done by then?
Well, that's where it's up to us to make sure we are. But we do sometimes add buffer time because, I mean, in tech, it's almost impossible to kind of pinpoint a launch date, especially with Noon. Noon announced their launch date over a year ago, and there was an 8-month delay on the launch. So it's very common.
Company with big backing, yeah.
Yes, so it's very common, but we hope to launch before the end of the year. I mean, we're committed to do that.
How many cars do you want on your platform?
We are. How many cars do we want, or are we launching with?
Yeah, how many cars would you like as a pool, ideally?
To start with, I would like to have an inventory of at least 2,000 cars.
Yeah.
The
one thing it seems to me is that you'll be overloaded with cars in the summer when people go away on their holidays and holiday markets drop off.
Correct.
So there'll be lots of cars, but not so many people to rent them.
Correct.
And in the winter, when people want to use their own cars and the holiday makers are in town, you're going to be short of supply.
Here's the thing. In winter, we actually predict demand for other vehicles, such as yachts, jet skis, ATVs, desert activities, beach activities, and basically, when tourists come to the UAE, they want to experience new things. So our target for the winter season, what you just explained right here, is to actually attract as many tourists as we possibly can in different categories. And with related to the vehicles, I don't see... now, it's almost impossible to predict that every vehicle is going to be booked, but we do have all the vehicles listed based on locations in the UAE.
And it sounds like you're going to have other things as well, like
Correct.
Jet skis, etc. Listen, thank you so much for coming in.
Very welcome.
And good luck with overcoming the hurdles that you admitted to there. Omar Al-Ashi, the founder and CEO of URent.
Thank you so much.
A pleasure to talk to
you. Thank you for having me.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.